I'm not really high tech, we just ran out of printer ink. Which is a slightly less high tech way of doing this. So, anyone who hears and obeys these teachings of mine is like a wise person who built a house on a solid rock. Rain poured down, rivers flooded, and the winds beat against the house, but it did not fall because it was built on solid rock. Anyone who hears my teachings and doesn't obey them is like a foolish person who built a house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded, the winds blew and beat against that house, and finally it fell with a crash. This parable comes at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is teaching the crowds about the way they should live their lives. They've heard about the right way to live, and now they need to put it into practice. In the parable, the two builders had the same instructions. They both built a house, and they both faced the same circumstances, the storm. Yet the outcome for the two men was very different. I'm no expert, very far from it, but I reckon that if you're building a house, having good foundations is pretty important. You may remember back in 2012, we had Thunder Thursday, when in just a few hours, a month's worth of rain fell. Some of us, like me, might have got just very wet or had very, very lengthy journeys home. But others had their houses affected. And there were some pictures, I think, here, where the storm affected the house foundations and caused them to become unstable. Very unstable in these pictures. I think these kind of events can remind us how important it is to have good foundations. On the surface, our lives might look fine, but are we both hearing God's instructions and putting them into practice? Or do we hear the instructions and possibly think, oh, that's a bit hard, or I'd rather do it this way? But Jesus reminds us in this parable that simply listening is not good enough. Don't know about you, but I can be tempted to sometimes do things the quickest and easiest way rather than necessarily following all the instructions. But I guess instructions do tend to be there for a reason. When it comes to following a recipe, I quite often leave something out, substitute it for something else, not use the right amount. And generally, I reckon I get away with it. But sometimes, I think, actually, maybe if I'd followed the instructions, it might have been a bit tastier. When it comes to tea, it really doesn't matter. But when it comes to building my life, I'd rather be in a position of the wise man where my house, my life, is on a firm foundation and not going to fall away when things get tough. We can also find this parable in Luke's Gospel, where Jesus begins by saying, "You call me Lord, but do you do what I say?" We come to church, we can hear the Bible, we can learn about what God wants, how God wants us to live. But if we walk out of those doors and don't do anything about it, it's not going to work. I can have a Bible, I can read it, I can hear people talk about it, but unless I apply it to my life, it's not going to help me have a firm foundation. So I've got a bar of chocolate here. I could tell you all about this bar of chocolate. I could tell you how nice it tastes. I could tell you how it's going to make me feel a little less hungry if I eat it. If I just put it back there, it's not going to be of any use, is it? The only way it's actually going to taste nice and going to stop me feeling a little bit hungry is if I eat it. Bad idea. Now I can't continue, not because I've got a mouthful, because I'm laughing. It's not full. It's fine. So as I say, we can hear about what's in the Bible. We can have it taught to us. But unless we follow that advice, it's not going to be of any good to us. We need to listen to God's advice because he wants the best for us and knows what we need to do to ensure that. When we're being wise, we'll follow God's guidance because we know who it is we're trusting him. Jesus refers to himself as Petra, the big rock on which we should build our lives. And earlier in the service, we reminded ourselves of some of those things that God is. God is love, God is amazing, God is forgiving, God is light of the world, God is our Savior, God is merciful. In a couple of minutes, there's going to be an opportunity for you to respond to the parable in your own way. I'll explain what those responses are now. We're not going to go just yet. It might be that you just want to sit in your seats and think about those verses and what it means to you. But there are options to move around to. At the back over there, there's some bowls of sand. To avoid any stress, can you keep the sand onto the dust sheet? Would be really good. But just touch it, let it run through your fingers, and whilst you're doing it, maybe think of some of the things that... some of the times you try to do things your own way or ignored God's instructions and ask him for forgiveness. You might want to come and just read what's been written on these cards and focus on some of them. There might be other things that God is to you, and down over there there's some pieces of paper and some pens for you to write who God is to you. You might want to think about the importance of a firm foundation. So we've got some Jenga blocks over here, which you can come and build your towers with, and some Lego and things like that, so you can build a tower. So, anyone who hears these teachings of mine is like a wise person who built a house on solid rock. I think that's a good verse for us to try and learn. So I need some volunteers of all ages, because it's an all-age service. So I need 10 volunteers to come and hold, come up here and hold a piece of card for me. Stand at that end. Keep moving, move right along. Move along. Rose, can you go stand next to Jazz? Yeah. Stand here and hold that so everybody can see it. Hold on. You stand next to Rose. Brilliant. Can you hold it up nice and high? So this is our verse. We're going to learn it together. Anyone who hears and obeys these teachings of mine is like a wise person who built his house, our house, on solid rock. Okay? Can everybody say it then? Anyone? Thing is, it's not all that solid, so we're going to knock some of our wall down. You can turn around. I'll sit down. You can turn around. Right. Okay, let's see if we can remember it this time. Anyone who hears and obeys these teachings of mine is like a wise person who builds his house on solid rock. Adam, do you want to fall down? Alana, do you want to fall down? Right. Stay facing Abigail, that's it. Right. Let's try again. And obeys these teachings of mine is like a wise person who built a house on solid rock. Abigail, do you want to fall down? And Emma, we'll have you fall down. Okay. Elijah, do you want to fall down? Should we have you fall down as well? Okay, let's try again. Right, I reckon the whole wall can fall down now, can't it? Whole wall fall down? Can we remember? So I turn yours around. I said, okay. Well done. So, thank you very much, volunteers. So, the band's just going to come up and play a couple of songs whilst we're responding. As I say, choose to do what you want to do. So you can stay in your seats. There's some sand at the back. There's building blocks here. And there's all the words for you to focus on and things for you to write over there.